How far should humans go to change the course of nature? That is one of the big questions behind a controversy at a lake in Rutland County. Little Lake St. Catherine in the town of Wells is a shallow lake with camps and houses scattered along its shoreline. Yet the people who live there can't really use the water because it's choked with weeds and it's full of sediment. The local lake association says it has a plan to address the problem, but Vermont's environmental agency has not signed off. As VPR's John Dillon reports, officials say the lake has gone through a natural aging process and it should be left alone.
Head out to find the water. So one of the things I'll be able to show you right away is watch the bubbles come up out of the bottom. And just watch what happens when you boat around this sediment.
David Emmons lowers his motorboat into the waters of Little Lake St. Catherine. Emmons' family has been on the lake since the mid-1990s. And since then, he says, he's seen the lake both decline and then recover, thanks to human intervention.
Infilling is really the thing we've witnessed on Little Lake, is we've witnessed this explosion of vegetation and a lack of decomposition.
A submerged forest of aquatic weeds stretches to the middle of the 180-acre lake. Some is invasive Eurasian water milfoil, others are native. The lake is shallow, 4 to 5 feet deep, and the plants grow in a layer of sediment that in some places is 30 feet deep, a point Emmons proves by pushing a large pole into the depths.
Let's see. There goes 20. That's still not bottom, but it's close, probably.
Well, you're at
almost 30.
28 plus.
Oh, man. Oh. And the first 20, you'd lose it. If you let go of 20, it's gone.
People who have lived near the lake for years say it wasn't always this way. Bob Short says he used to water ski almost every evening in the summer up to the early 2000s.
The last time, last year, I actually took kids out in a tube around here. Could I do it today? I'd burn my boat up by the time I got three-quarters of the way around.
Emmons, Short, and others who use the lake say there's a way to reduce the sediment and slow the weed growth. It involves bringing air to the lake bottom through a system of compressors and aerators. The increased oxygen speeds the biological process, which breaks down the sediment. They say they've shown the technology works. Emmons says just 9 aerators pumping in air over 6 seasons brought measurable improvement, including an increase in depth. Now the Lake Association would like to install 40 aerators, and they want to add an enzyme that will speed the process.
The aeration, the limited system that we had, was working. You know, we were seeing an impact, and that impact was substantial.
The Agency of Natural Resources isn't convinced. Officials say the sediment may have simply moved around, and they're leery of granting a permit to address a problem that they say is just what nature intended. Julie Moore is Natural Resources Secretary, and she says what Emmons and others are seeing is just what happens to shallow, warm water lakes over time.
This is a natural ecosystem, and our strong preference is to do as little manipulation, as little human manipulation as possible, while still trying to balance water quality considerations, habitat considerations, as well as the recreation considerations that certainly are front of mind for the shoreline property owners.
The agency's stance frustrates Emmons and others. They disagree with the state about the science and even the history of the lake. Moore says Little Lake St. Catherine was probably once a wetlands complex, which would explain the deep sediment. She says a dam was built at one end that extended the open water area. But Emmons has maps from the 1700s showing a lake there.
Very easy to tell that it's always been a water body. Okay, so this is the kind of things that we've done over the years as an organization, is dug into the history so that we understand the lake that we're trying to restore.
Andy says there's strong evidence the sediment has not been moved around, but actually declined. Fundamentally, the property owners want a chance to show that the technology works and could do even more to bring back the lake to a usable condition. Michael Marine is, yes, a former Marine and retired U.S. ambassador who has property on the lake.
We're trying to get them to focus on using this as a
project to demonstrate the effectiveness. This is a relatively limited lake. And you should be able to show real change in that muck base, of which is currently up to 35 feet deep. And if you can get it down 15 feet in 3 years, you would have a fantastic change in this lake.
But Moore says the lake is actually healthy and free of pollution. It's just not an ecosystem that the property owners can swim or boat in. Moore says if she was a lakeshore property owner, she'd probably have a different point of view. But
we're not lakeshore property owners, and our job, our charge, is to steward Vermont's natural resources. And so, you know, how much intervention do you allow as part of that stewardship is a challenging question.
Emmons and others say they've thought about the challenge of intervening with nature. Lakes do age naturally, but they argue if they can make a difference and preserve property values, why not try? Lake Peeksville in Putnam County, New York, is one case where tinkering with nature has apparently worked. The town spent about $175,000 on aeration equipment and the enzyme treatment to restore water quality. Town supervisor Sam Oliverio says for several summers, the 80-acre lake was pretty much unswimmable because of blue-green algae outbreaks. They began treating the lake last summer.
It is amazing. From non-usage of the lake, 2 years ago was almost zero. The last year we had a few more, but this year we're back up at the numbers that we should have been or would have been 20 years ago. It's an amazing process. It's hard to believe that it could work so well, but it does.
On Little Lake St. Catherine, the prop on Emmons' boat churns slowly through the weeds as we make our way to the opposite shoreline. A house with a for sale sign is perched near the weedy shore.
This house is for sale. It's been for sale for more than 6 months. Everyone, we're told by the real estate agent, everyone who comes to see the house is really, really cute. They see the house, they walk down to the lake, and then they leave.
The Lake Association says the tax base of the town of Wells is tied to property values as well. That's another reason they hope the state gives them approval. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.